to
Blocks Talk
with Sunny
and Cam.
In today's episode, we will be discussing the Roblox game
Natural Disaster Survival.
This is a super popular Roblox game and we play it a lot.
Yay!
So we are excited to do an episode about it.
Woo!
Now for our three fun facts. Fact number one is this game was made by Stickmaster Luke.
It's like Luke Skywalker, Stickmaster, you know?
Yeah. Cameron, okay. We'll do our second
fact. 90% gave this game a thumbs up. That is actually a lot. Like, only 10% gave it a thumbs down. That is actually not a lot. That's really good.
And our third and final last fact is that there have been 1.6 billion visits to this game.
Billion?
This game is very popular.
That's like one out of eight
doesn't matter
people.
But okay. That is a lot of people.
Okay. So the joke. Hurricane Sandy just blew the roof off my cheese factory. Debris is everywhere.
Get it?
Debris is cheese.
Also, remember, if you're listening to this on Anchor, feel free to send us a voice recording with suggestions for games to walk through in podcasts, questions, or notes. Also, if you're listening to this on the podcast app or Spotify, subscribe or leave us a comment. We'd be super happy to include your stuff in one of our videos.
Yes.
And now on to the gaming.
Okay.
So we're going to join
my server.
Natural Disaster on Roblox.
So Natural Disaster. Sorry, keep going.
So the basis of this game is you are at some place. There are multiple places you could be. There's a prison. There's a warehouse.
Trailer park.
Multiple things you could do or be. And suddenly, a natural disaster comes, such as a hurricane, a tornado, flash flood.
Anything. It's got to be natural.
Anything. Though. But natural means like it comes in real life.
Like it comes from some kind of natural disaster.
So then you have to figure out the best place to go in wherever you are. So if it's a prison, and there's flash floods, you may go to the top of the prison and try to survive. But if you get killed by the natural disaster, you're obviously out, and you get teleported back to the spawn point.
Yeah. So where you spawn in Natural Disaster Survival is you spawn in this weird... So first of all, you're in the middle of nowhere in this big, giant ocean. Just, like, you can't see anything. So you're in this weird circular tower in this big beam. Then the beam's going into the ocean. And so probably there won't be any intermission. But if you go to the top and you look out, you might be able to see this island, and the island has some map on it, okay? So you just have to wait until the round's over, and then you get teleported to a map.
So the next map right now, starting a new round, it's the Manic Mansion. It's this massive house. It's white, and you spawn in front of it, and you walk up a ramp to it, and now most people are going inside the house. Now we have to wait and see what the disaster is.
I'm going to stay outside just to make sure. And we will give you some tips on where to hide on what map when the disaster comes.
Okay, so
I'm waiting here outside just in case. I'm not sure what kind of disaster there would be if you like had to wait outside.
Actually, I'm going to go inside just to describe what's there. If you go in, there's a living room. There's a green kitchen.
Meteor shower. Go inside.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, the best place to be in a meteor shower is inside.
The bottom floor. The bottom floor because then the meteor crushes in the top. I saw this guy that was going to the top of the house because he thought there was going to be a flash flood. He's probably like so sad.
So we are inside. The best place would probably be...
Oh my gosh. I found it. The best place is probably in the fireplace. So in this Manic Mansion, right? You can go into the fireplace and, well, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
And you can see whether a meteor is gonna come down. So then you can actually escape before it hits you. So right now we're in the fireplace. The only thing is that there is an opening, but it's still a pretty good spot. So I would say the best spot is a fireplace for this map.
Fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a meteor
shower. If there's a meteor shower. But if there's, like, a flash flood, I say go to the top.
Yeah. If there's a hurricane, stay inside.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just waiting it out in the fireplace. Cameron was right. We are not getting hit or anything.
I bet we're about to get hit. You jinxed
perfectly
it.
Perfectly quiet.
She jinxed it. She totally
we're just waiting here.
The funny thing is that there are these two quote-unquote logs that are on fire in here, so we're technically stepping on fire.
But we're not. It's fake.
But we're not.
Okay,
We're not losing health, though.
You can see fire going up. You can look up the chimney from the fireplace, and you can see, like, fire.
Oh, that looked like something was coming. Yay! Me and Sunny survived!
So we both survived. When you when the round is over and you spawn back at the spawn point...
Look at that house!
There's a big list of, you know, who survived.
This guy's trying to push me out.
And obviously, we were one of them. And so definitely hide in the fireplace if there's a meteor shower.
There is... And it shows you the rest of the map, and there is this... Someone's in the map. People have glitched in... You can go in... Okay, so this map is launch land. It's a rocket. It's a rock, yes. So the thing with this is that you can actually blast off in the rocket.
Yeah, the first people to get up there can actually get in the rocket and blast off to space.
The only thing is that you automatically lose a round because it doesn't, like, really do anything. You just go up. People are going in.
I'm going to stay in... There's a big, giant tower going up to the top of the rocket. So I'm going to stay in the middle of the tower so in case there's, like,
It's taken off.
In case there's a hurricane, I can run down.
It's taken
but
off.
But if there's a flood, I can run up. So, for the moment... Oh, Cam died.
I just landed... So, the rocket ship blasted off. I wasn't on the rocket ship. You can, like... Flash flood.
Okay, so I was right. I'm gonna... Okay, in this map, if there's a flash flood, obviously go to the top of the tower.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then the flash flood can't...
Dang! Okay, so the thing blasted off, and I guess if the rocket ship blasts off... This guy always tries to push you off the edge. If the rocket ship blasts off, you die from the fire. So I just... The rocket ship was already in the air, and I was right there, and suddenly it just killed me. The rounds are pretty quick in this game, though, so we might actually play, like, a couple, because the rounds are about 2 to 3 minutes, kind of. You have a couple, like, about a minute. This big tower just fell over. A lot of people were on that. The rounds... Oh, my Sunny's tower is tipping.
No, someone glitched me off.
No, Sunny's tower is tipping.
Darn it.
It's tipping.
No, I died.
Barely anyone's
right. I was like 2 seconds away from the end and I died because someone glitched me off. But probably if there's a flash flood on the launch pad map, your best bet is to get to the top of that really big tower. Because I was like a couple seconds from the end when I glitched off, so... I lasted a while.
Yeah, flash floods are destructive. So you get about 1 minute to like look around the map. Ooh, safety second. Oh, they've updated this. I've never seen maps like this.
Next map is called safety second. It's like a constructions. Oh, I've been in this
map. Yeah, I have, but some of these maps are new. I'm literally sitting in a truck right now.
Yeah, so a good one is in... Okay, so here's what happens. It's this giant like unbuilt building.
Someone's actually driving it.
And there's a ton of like... trucks and
people can actually drive. No way. Wait a minute. I gotta try this.
Trucks and stuff.
Some people are driving. What the?
Oh, apparently you can, you know, drive.
What? Also, this game takes fall damage. If you don't know what that is, fall damage is like... Well, fall damage is fall damage. It's where you fall, you take damage. Oh my god. It's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Tsunami. Oh my god. We're in the worst part. This is bad. This is really, really bad. How are we supposed to get up?
How do we get up?
Oh my gosh, we're dead.
I see the stairs.
No, I'm dying. I'm so dead. I don't see where it is. Sunny, where are the stairs?
There's somewhere around here.
I see him. Come on. I'm so dead. What? I'm dead.
Oh boy. So, we got tsunami, obviously, and of course, in a tsunami, you know, water rises, and it's a giant wave.
Oh,
darn it!
No! What the? Okay, I got to the perfect highest, the highest ground I could have gotten to. I got to a good high ground, a nice high ground. And then what happened was it kind of started toppling over and it shoved me, like, it like glitched me. You know sometimes when you're a game and like pushes you way far away from the map? That's what just happened. It like shot me away from the map.
Okay, so it was a tsunami in the construction site map. We don't really have a good place to tell you to go because we didn't make it. So just get to the highest ground possible.
The only thing with tsunamis is that like they're really destructive. People are trying to push me off the edge of this tower. They always do when I go like AFK. It's just, you have to get to the highest ground you can go. Tsunamis are actually pretty quick though. They're not as high as you would think.
So we obviously didn't survive.
Yeah.
So we will do one more round.
Yeah. Oh, someone almost pushed me.
Someone's named Electric Cheeto.
Someone's named Phoenix Plays. I wonder if that guy's a YouTuber.
Okay.
Oh, I know this one.
The next map is Raving Raceway. It's obviously a car racing track.
I think you can actually race the cars.
I'm going to
assume. No way! I'm driving a car!
I'm gonna assume since the
Someone's gonna push me off. Someone's pushing me off. People are pushing me off. Nope.
I'm going to assume since the last two disasters were like flooding and water, that this next disaster.
No, one of them was. No. Oh, this is a storm. It's
okay. This next disaster is a storm.
It doesn't say, but like you can hear the. Oh, it's a sandstorm.
Oh.
Get inside. Get. Dude, this place has no inside. It does, Sunny. Get up here.
Where
get up this
you?
Ladder. I'm gonna find you. Stop. Stop moving.
Oh, I see you.
Come on. Up here.
Where are you?
I'm climbing. In here is perfect. I'm inside.
I can't see you, Cameron.
Sorry.
Wait. So apparently, according to Cameron, there's like a hidden.
No, it's not hidden. You just climb up.
Oh, I see the ladder.
Yes, climb up. Come on. Get inside right here.
This
is perfect.
Ladder
you'll stay safe here.
An inside, and it's like a blue glass room. This is probably your best bet because it's mostly inside, and there's a ladder going to it.
Are people still driving the cars? If they are,
people are still driving. I barely lost any health.
I haven't lost any. Maybe we'll do one more. These are very quick rounds. This is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so definitely stay inside that blue room. You'll find it. It's just, there's a ladder leading up to it.
This is crazy.
It's right near the race.
Oh no, look. Our room is falling apart. Things are flying off. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, we're all like, just hanging
I just saw something just
life.
Float into the distance. Yeah, I mean like, oh my, someone's car just got picked up while they were in it. There's so much thing. I can't really explain what I'm looking at right now. I'm gonna go up
it's
here.
It's just
I'm gonna
like
check
a
up.
Ton of sand. And
it's really confusing. Bleh. The sandstorm isn't that destructive, though. I'm standing up here. I don't know how I'm still surviving or how I haven't lost any health.
We are surviving, people.
Woo-hoo!
Get into this blue room. It will keep you alive.
It's like right above. Oh my.
We survived.
A lot of people survived. Most people survive in sandstorms. They're really easy to survive. Wow, look at the destruction. That's actually more than I thought.
Yeah.
Pieces are still flying off.
So if you're in the car track and there's a sandstorm, definitely get into that.
Things are still flying off from the map because it thinks the sandstorm. Okay. It's blank now. Surf. I've never been here.
For our last map, we're at Surf Central, which is a beach.
Oh my gosh, this is so pretty.
It is really pretty.
Oh, there's totally like guard. This is not. I'm going to go into the surf shop.
No, same.
This is a surf shop. This looks nice.
So it's a beach, and then if you climb up ladders,
look at that. It's totally
there's like a,
surfboards.
I guess, quote unquote, second floor.
Oh, you can climb up this
and
rack of
it
surfboards.
Is a surf.
Oh, I found a secret ladder in the back of the building that brings you to the top.
Where?
Sunny, go into the building.
Well, it doesn't.
Go
I'm,
into the building.
I'm going to the
and,
top anyway.
Yeah, and then go back out of. It's way easier. I don't know why people are like trying to jump up here. Just go to the back of the building, and you'll see a ladder.
Okay.
Oh, it's a storm. I can see gray sky and I can hear wind.
Okay. It's a storm.
Acid rain?
Acid
you gotta
rain.
Be kidding me. I just went outside.
So stay indoors for sure.
So for this shack, you're just gonna stay here.
Stay in the shack.
Stay right in the shack.
I'm hiding. I think probably your best bet would to stay on the bottom floor.
I'm going to go under an umbrella. I'm going to risk it and go under an umbrella. I'm so dead. I'm so dead. Yep. I'm dying really bad.
Cameron is risking it.
I'm alive. No way. Oh, no. It's killing me. I'm so dead. Nope. I'm dead.
So,
I'm dead.
For proof, definitely stay in the surf shop.
Nope. I'm dead. Yes! Look at my health, Sunny.
Oh my gosh.
My health is at
one. Barely.
I've once had health that's so low, you couldn't even see the red. Oh no, the roof's falling apart. And
stay in
some bricks, they turn different colors when the acid rain hits them. So when they turn green, they fall apart. And the roof right now, whoa, we're so, Sunny, look at this. You can climb up the surfboard rack. Oh, that umbrella, it passes right through it. It doesn't even work. I trusted you, umbrella.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, what the? I was just leaning up against a window and I had such low health, some kind of acid rain somehow hit me and I died. What the?
So, yeah, definitely stay in the surf shop. I think we've said this multiple times.
The surf shop's roof is totally demolished. I can see it from...
I lived! Woohoo! Okay, so that was our last round of... Natural disaster survive.
Woo! Survival.
Survival. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, so Cameron, what would you rate this game from a scale to 1 to 10?
I would probably rate it a 9.5. I mean, the only thing about this game is that sometimes the thing about this game is that sometimes it kills you for no reason, because what was happening was I was in the surf shop and it was acid raining and I had really low health and I was walking up against the wall and acid rain glitched through the wall and hit me, so I died. So there are a couple glitches. I like it though. I really do like it.
I would rate this I think an 8.5 out of 10.
Whoa.
Actually, I'm gonna make that a 7 because
what?
One is that same as Cam said, there are a couple glitches, and that's kind of annoying. But two, eventually it's kind of the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you spawn on a map, it's not and you like wait you can for buy the disaster. Anything.
You can buy stuff, but not a lot. It's just...
Yeah.
I wish it was you could go into different levels, you know, easy, hard, super hard, pro, difficult.
And one last thing is the rounds are actually a bit long for my
taste.
Yeah. Because eventually you find your shelter and then you're just standing there.
Yeah, it's not like you have nowhere to go. I also wish that the disasters were more destructive, because the acid rain was cool, but I don't know, maybe it took off the top of the surf shop and that's it. I wish every drop of acid rain took off something, so you actually had to go to different places and you had more of a chance of dying, because you have a bigger chance of living in a map than dying in a map. And it's a little weird. I wish they were just a little more hard to do. But yeah, you're right. But I like it. I really do. But if you don't like this version, there are other versions. I was once in a version that was natural disaster survival with magic carpet. So you had a magic carpet. And the only thing with that is that you could cheat because you could just fly. But there are multiple versions of it. There's natural disaster survival 2. And sometimes there's natural disaster survival, except you get free gear, you know? Sometimes there are different things, different versions of the game.
So that concludes our natural disaster episode.
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe and like our podcast. And we'll see you next time on
Blocks Talk.
Bye.
See you later.